I invite you to a demonstration of a Wi-Fi-enabled electric kettle. Here I'll show how it pairs, what its mobile app offers, how it's built inside, and see if it can be altered with firmware to free it from the manufacturer's servers and connect it locally to Home Assistant. This will be the second kettle I've presented on the forum, as I already showed some time ago changing the firmware of the Smart 06B. But the Wi-Fi Plus kettle connection is so curiosity and interesting to me that I couldn't deny myself the pleasure for Christmas. The kettle itself is not expensive. You can buy one for as little as £120. It also depends on which shop. The equipment can be controlled by touch buttons on the casing or from the app. However, let us perhaps start with the instructions. The first thing that catches the eye is the two modes of operation, boiling water and heating. That's what all the supposed intelligence, the smart of the title, is here for. This kettle allows you to set the temperature, and then it can also maintain it for up to 12 hours. The second curiosity is the error codes. Someone has made an effort, and even in such a cheap product, there is a basic fault diagnosis mechanism. We can find out whether the NTC circuit is open or perhaps shorted. There is also a warning about too little water. Convenient. Test with the Tuya app. We install the app, make sure we have 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi, turn on Bluetooth, we pair according to the instructions. In the menu, we have the two modes mentioned, either cooking and temperature maintenance, or maintenance alone. We also have the option of scheduling a given action for a given time. Another interesting feature from the options is the possibility of notifications, including SMS. Interior of the kettle. Unlike the Svensson model shown earlier, here the Wi-Fi module is on the bottom, not in the handle. The screws are removed. The power supply appears to be uninsulated. There is also a buzzer on the PCB. The basic protection is there. I see a varistor. PCB designation, GSEK2YEY25D. Inside, there is one socket port and condensate socket port 25D. This module is the same module that is in the other kettle, which has a loud vox, diode, AMIPP. The same as BIR3 is one WBR3. Coincidence or do they just make kettles based on Realtek? WBR3 discussion. WBR2, WBR3, W701-VA2CG pinout, datasheet, flashing for Home Assistant. WBR3 is on the motherboard with a 3.3 volts LDO and transistors, perhaps to change UART logic levels. This device is based on the Tuya MCU. The WBR3 controls the kettle via TX and RX lines. Tuya MCU protocol, communication between microcontroller and Wi-Fi module, communication analysis. According to the aforementioned documentation of the Tuya MCU, the protocol used inside is based on variables identified by so-called DPIDs, i.e. unique indices corresponding to individual functions. Here we have to guess which DPID is responsible for what. Intercepting the UART communication can help us with this. We simply need to plug in with an additional device first on the RX MCU, TX Wi-Fi line, and then TX MCU, RX Wi-Fi. I used a Wemos conversion on the CB3S as a listener. I fired up a UART to TCP bridge driver on it so I could remotely view the packets. This is important, because many products like this kettle may have non-isolated inverters and network potential present on the MCU circuit. You can't connect them directly to the computer via the UART port. You could short-circuit them. The analysis of such communication is that I start a record, perform some specific action in the application or on the product buttons, and then stop that record. I analyze the packets collected in this way in terms of which variable might relate to the action being taken, for example in which DPID is the target temperature, in which the current temperature, and so on. I use a program to do this, Tuya MCU Analyzer, UART packet decoder for Tuya devices, DPID detector, switching on with the on-off button on the touch panel, switching off with the on-off button. Conclusion, DPID1 of type bool is probably the on-off state. Additionally, 53 looks like the current temperature. Warm pressed once 45 appears on the display. The DPID 8 set to 45 is the target temperature.